W-H-A-S.
Yes, hello there, Mr. Matt.
No.
How you doing, Bubba?
I'm fine.
Yes, this is Porky Chadwick.
This is Gary Burbank.
I was digging your show with great interest, me and my brother Eugene. And I like your topic today, talking about automobiles.
Automobiles,
with the car show
huh?
being in town. And
I
stuff,
guess
you know.
So, okay, but I wasn't
I like
talking
to
about
what
that.
I know what the other listeners called in to say.
No one called in,
well,
Porky. This is your.
I don't know too much about automobiles, you see.
Yeah.
But luckily, I am smart enough to get myself a good mechanic.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
You should do that,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Now, for example, I didn't even know that I had to bring my car into the shop every 500 miles to change the air in the tires. So I didn't
Wait,
know that.
I
he
didn't either.
You're, and
you're,
see,
your mechanic,
my mechanic, he believes in preventive maintenance.
Well, that's good.
Yes, you see.
Like what?
Every
I mean,
1,500 miles, he has me bring it in so he can rotate the ashtrays.
Yes, rotate the ashtrays.
It's preventive maintenance.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Oh,
I should do that more myself.
Something I like about him, too, see,
you got a
is he always tells me exactly how much the repair job will cost.
Now, that's a good point.
Yes.
You know, you should get that from how much does
$15 per hour plus parts and labor. That's what he understands.
Well, yeah, but, you know, he...
Now, actually, though, the problem with automobiles, as I see it these days, is gasoline costing so much. Because,
gasoline, yes.
Someday we won't be able to drive cars with gasoline costing like
you
this.
You have a point.
But fortunately, see, I have an uncle, my uncle Anthony. He lives in Detroit.
Yes.
Yes.
Detroit, I believe.
And he discovered a way to make gasoline from horse manure.
Horse manure?
Oh, yeah.
Well, wait.
Well, he said it doesn't give you a lot of mileage.
Yeah.
But it sure does cut down on siphoning. I mean, you can imagine something.
Yeah.
That's my brother.
Yeah, okay.
He gets off on Miss
Nobody
will
siphon.
Well,
Miss
Metz, it's been real good to you and explaining on your topic, dear.
Right.
Yes, and I'll see you later, Papa. Yes.
Bye.
All right. Thank you there, Mr. Gary Bubble Bath. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Well, you're paying for it.
Oh, ain't he? Is he right, Fly? I am paying for it. Let me tell you right now, we are paying for it so bad we ain't hardly got no money left. Fly, right now, I want you all to turn in your Sears and Roebuck catalogs to page 242. We're going to sing. Wait,
Reverend, what do you mean, turning your Sears and Roebuck catalogs to sing?
That's right, Gary. You charge us so much that we can't afford. We can't afford our very own hymnals. We have to use these silly catalogs to sing. All right, Fly. One minute from the budget. All right. Hello.
Amazing Church.
Come on, Block.
From 1595.
Reverend.
Back right.
Hey, don't bother. We'll sing.
That's
real good, Block. Oh, the Reverend.
He's been respired.
Reverend.
Yeah.
I feel real bad about this. You can't afford any hymnals.
You put it on us,
$9.
Don't you all out there feel sorry for us? Here we are, singing from a Sears and Roebuck catalogs, because we can't afford no hymnals. Oh, ain't that terrible? Oh, us poor little radio church of the white winged gospel truth followers.
$500.
I'm an awful friend. Listen to
me. Amazing underwear by him.
Don't you feel sorry for it? We don't have no hymnals and we gotta sing out these catalogs.
Style.
This is all.
Yes.
That's true, Gary.
Can't beat this price. Two pair for $5.
Now, friends out there in Radio Land, I know you're all out there listening at this and you're feeling real bad. I want you right now. I want you to dig down deep in them jeans and pull out them greens. I'm talking about that green Santa Salvation. I mean, reach in their pockets and sail them little green rockets and hit a Radio 84 so the little radio church, the white winged gospel truth, can no longer have to sing out of their Sears and Roebuck catalog. But out of hymnals themselves. Say amen, flock. Close enough.
Hello, WHAS.
Hello, Gary. This is Arnie Bartle calling.
Yeah, hi, Arnie. Well, it's Arnie Bartle. What can I do for you, Arnie Bartle?
Gary, I just saw a very violent act, and I wanted to ask you something. Last week, didn't you play a song called Fly, Robin, Fly?
Right, I played a song called Fly, Robin, Fly. And a lady called in, if this is any kind of comment on today's society, and her child, who is 8 years old, thought the record, this is true, folks, thought the record was about one fly mugging another fly. Fly, Robin, fly.
Gary, I hate to tell you, but I believe it's true, because I just saw a robin get mugged by two pigeons and a blue jay. Oh, I did. Now, there are three squirrels said they witnessed the crime but didn't want to get involved.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, the chief police, they tell me that gangs of violent birds are now the single biggest threat to public safety.
Oh, come on, Artie.
Yeah.
Listen.
I understand now a bunch of swallows have knocked over the First National Bank.
Barney.
Yeah, they barricaded themselves inside Capistrano, and they say they won't be taken alive.
Oh, hey, that's silly.
Holding two cats as hostages.
Holding two cats hostage, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right, come on, I don't believe that.
No, they've demanded amnesty plus 100,000 pounds of unmarked bird seed.
Unmarked bird seed. Arnie?
Well, we're terrified out here.
Oh.
In my neighborhood, the citizens are terrified of the gang fights that are going on between canaries and whippoorwills.
Just a moment. Arnie, have you been smoking those maters again?
Just one.
I think that was enough.
Oh. Well, it was nice talking to you.
Bye, Arnie.
Bagger.
Hello, this is Groucho, Jeff Mark's brother. And whenever I'm in Lively Shively, I listen to the Gary Burbank Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Instaburb, the all-new baby breakfast food that says more than just snap, crackle, and pop. It says...
WHAS, Louisville.
This is CBS News with Richard C. Hot Lips.
Hello, WHAS.
Mr. B.
No, it's...
This is Eunice and Birdie.
Hi, girls. It's
how you doing?
Fine, but it's Gary Burbank, not Mr.
Really
Mets.
Enjoying your top 11.
I don't have a topic, though, you know. I play
crime.
Records.
Right. We think you ought to get rid of all crime.
Crime is my topic, huh?
Well, it's terrible in this country.
It is?
We have an uncle who moved to Palm Springs because of the rising crime rate here in Louisville.
You went to Palm Springs? How is it down there? Is it nice?
Palm Springs is nice.
Oh,
the
good.
Biggest crime there is not replacing your divot. Yep,
oh, yeah. I guess it's a big crime there, huh?
It's terrible here, though. In our neighborhood, this is true.
Uh-huh.
The lights at the crosswalk,
they
say, mug and don't mug.
Yeah, you told me that before, but I don't believe that.
The other day, I got mugged by a guy who said he was working his way through police academy. We fixed up. We rigged up our old car, with an alarm device that activates the horn when the car is tampered with.
Well, that's good being protected. Does it work pretty good like that?
Not too good.
It doesn't? Why?
Well, the other day somebody ripped off the horn. terrible.
I guess so.
we wanted to call and comment.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
Hello, WHAS.
This is Eunice and Bernice again, Mr. Mitch. We were talking to you, police came next door and arrested our neighbor for trafficking in stolen thyroids.
Stolen thyroids.
Yes, right. They got him for gland larceny. But we wanted to tell you this. We forgot to tell you this. Just joined a bunch of our neighbors in a crime prevention group.
Uh-huh. That's a good idea.
Yes, it is. But now, see, we got this sign in our window, and it says, Neighborhood Watch.
Neighborhood Watch. Good idea.
Yeah, except people keep knocking on the door wanting to know what time it is.
Neighborhood Watch.
Right. Mr. Mitch, I hope you appreciate our comments on your topic.
I have to go to the door.
Bye.
Hello, this is WHAS. Gary Burbank speaking.
Yes, hello there, Mr. Metz.
I'm Gary Burbank, not Mr. Metz.
This is Forky Chedwick. How you doing, brother?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I listened to you this afternoon. You're doing that thing, man.
The talent
thing.
Talent thing, right.
So I got my group together. We just come over to my house here. We're
going
to play for you. We're going to do it on your talent show here.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we're not really professional, nothing, but, we work over at the Abraham Lincoln Memorial Soul Food and Delicatessen, man.
Been there many times.
And we've been playing over there every Friday night.
Yeah.
Can we blast song on your talent show?
Sure you can, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mitch.
Okay.
First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the band. On the guitar is my brother, Eugene. Play something, Eugene. All right, that's good,
Good.
I can introduce the other members of the band. I got my group with me today, the Temptations.
You can't use that name. That's already
a
group.
I can't have the Temptations?
Someone already has that name, though.
Yeah, I know it.
What?
Yeah, that's right. I named them about an hour ago.
Yeah, but someone else
that's right. The Temptations, that's my group. I named them about an hour ago.
Never mind.
Yes, Mr. Mads, this song is original composition. Eugene, my brother, wrote the words, and I wrote the melody. It's called Biscuits and Gravy. Yeah, and the Temptations gonna be singing with me.
Oh, okay.
So if y'all ready, one, two, I know it's three, brother. Shut up. I'm just saying, way it goes. Slow down, make your food last. Cause tomorrow you might have to fast. Just sip some muscatel and kiss your baby. And have fun eating biscuits and gravy. Corn pone and chitlins and black-eyed peas. Fries the bacon but save the grease. Chuck here some flour and then maybe you have fun eating biscuits and gravy. It's off the gravin'. High class people, they think you're crazy. Don't understand what you just done. But you all won, having fun. Biscuits and gravy. Eating biscuits and gravy.
This is Gary.
Yeah, well, how'd you like it?
It was really unorthodox.
Say, man, do I sound Jewish to you?
No, unorthodox. That doesn't mean...
Yeah, well, I tell you...
Don't call me, I'll call you.
Yeah, all right, my number is 4.
Okay, Porky, I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye. Bye, Mr. Man.